Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and the good people at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for checking us out on iTunes and on Stitcher, and as always, for the Pinterest love. Thank you again, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania. I'm rocking the coffee and chicory blend again this week. I think I'm going to have to restock soon. I'm getting low there. That is good, good stuff. This week, we're going to talk about what most of you fear when you hear about Google implementing a new algorithm update. What's going to happen? What does this mean for my business ranking in the search engines? Will I be penalized? And if I am, what can I do about it? We're talking about Google penalty today, and I'm going to give you some tips on how you can recover from identifying the problems to fixing the problems and preventive maintenance. And you're going to find that these tools and these tools and tips I'm giving you are going to have as much to do with preventive maintenance as fixing the problem if you do get into penalty. Now, first, a refresher on Google penalty. And I'm going to keep this brief. There are two kinds of penalties: manual spam and algorithmic penalty. Manual spam means that something on your site caused Google to throw a yellow flag and someone from Google actually visited your site, viewed the instant replay, and decided there are things that you have to change that are spammy. Google notifies you of this penalty and what you need to do about it. I mean, penalties are never a good thing, but in this case, you do get notified. Now, algorithmic penalty is another ballgame altogether. Basically, Google changes their algorithm in some way, and that change negatively affects you in an almost catastrophic way. Now, I don't mean to be melodramatic, but it usually ain't pretty. You get no notification from Google, and you will literally see your traffic tank virtually overnight in Google Analytics. I mean, talk about a rude awakening. It's a lot like that classic video footage from Super Bowl VI. I am showing my age here, but any of you sports nuts know what I'm talking about here, where Miami quarterback Bob Greasy is dropping back to pass, and he starts scrambling, and he's being chased and keeps running around in the backfield to get away from the Dallas Cowboys pass rushers and just keeps losing more and more yards. Just, I mean, it's remarkable just how far backward he went. I think it was Bob Lilly of the Dallas Cowboys who sacked him for a 35-yard loss. Miami didn't score a touchdown. You get the idea. So, what can you do to recover from Google penalty? I'm going to give you a few tips and tools here. And some of these came from a nice post by Chris Morentis on Search Engine Land, a really, really good writer there, and some really good ideas. These are things that you can use now. You don't have to wait for penalty. In fact, preventive maintenance is always good. Now, let's start with a free website assessment tool called Screaming Frog. Love that name. You can find it just by Googling Screaming Frog web crawler. It's a really nice and really free SEO spider tool that you can download and install on your PC or Mac, and it will analyze images, your links, CSS, scripts, and even your apps to check for SEO-related issues. It's a good idea to use something like this really at least once a quarter to monitor any potential issues that there might be on your website. If you're keeping your blog fresh and putting new content on your site like you should be, you may want to make it more of a monthly routine. Always good to err on the side of caution with SEO. Now, do bear in mind that the assessment report may or may not make sense to you. So if it does not make sense to you, don't engage in any guesswork. You don't want to do that. Consult a professional, whether in-house or outhouse. But you want to err on the side of caution here, because especially if it's something to do with links and you actually have to disavow some links on your website, some of those links are not going to make sense to you just by looking at them. I mean, it's a lengthy process once you find out what you have to do, and it's really easy to make the mistake of actually getting rid of good links, and you don't want to do that. So if it doesn't make sense to you, don't guess. Consult a pro. Now, secondly, since Mobilegeddon is only 5 days away, you want to make sure that you're using Google's mobile-friendly test tool at least once a quarter as well. And by the way, yes, that was absolute sarcasm when I said Mobilegeddon. I just hate those sensationalist terms, but it seems to be the only thing that gets some people's attention, you know? Anyway, you can find it simply by Googling the phrase Google Mobile Test. It's really, really easy to use, and you really, really want to make use of it. As I said, at least once a quarter. You can do it as often as you want, but at least once a quarter, because as the mobile algorithm evolves, your website eventually won't respond quite as well as it is now and quite as well as it should. So you're going to need your code updated. You're going to need some refreshing done on your website to make sure that it remains as mobile friendly as possible. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, you will see that Schoolhouse Rock was right. 3 is a magic number, because I've got 3 more tools that you can use to help get yourself out of penalty and as preventive maintenance.
3 words. Mind your
roadhouse.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast. We talked in the first segment about the Screaming Frog web crawler and Google's mobile-friendly test tool. Now, bear in mind that these tools will show you what the problems are, but there's no quick and easy way to actually do the work to get yourself out of penalty. It's all about assessing your site to see what the problems are in the most efficient way possible, and then fixing the problems. Sometimes this involves removing bad links. Sometimes it involves making changes to your content if you have too much duplicate content, and other work that really it's time consuming, but it has to be done. That is why I recommend doing preventive maintenance and using these tools periodically throughout the year. Now, next up is a pretty obvious one, but it's one that many of you still don't have. Or if you do have it, you're still not really using it. Good old Google Webmaster Tools. It's probably the most important information resource for any site, because this is how you find out how Google really sees your site. As mentioned in the first segment, Google will notify you of manual spam penalties, and they do it through Webmaster Tools. That alone is reason enough to have it, because if you do get hit with a manual spam penalty, you'll be notified of the penalty and what to do so you can get right on it and get right back in Google's good graces. Now, of course, it's also a great way to track your progress in rankings and and also check your backlinks. If you have to disavow any spammy backlinks, you can get the report you need to do the job right out of Webmaster Tools. But again, you want to be careful with that and make sure that you know what you're doing, because some of the links may not make sense to you, and they may actually be good links. And trust me, you have to investigate every one of them. It is a time-consuming process. But you can get that report you need for a disavow right out of Webmaster Tools. Now we're going to talk about one of my favorites, Copyscape. This is another great tool. This one is for checking for duplicate content, blatant plagiarism, and even, hard as it is to believe, out-and-out copies of your web pages online. It happens, folks. It stinks and it's wrong, but it happens. You can do free duplicate content checks at Copyscape.com. They also have paid versions that offer more features, including automatic daily scanning of the web and emailing you when duplicate content is found. Now, duplicate content is not as big of a deal as it has been in years past, because Google recognizes that there is some factual information that can't be explained any other way. You know, 2 + 2 will always equal 4, no matter if I write it on my website or you write it on yours. I know that's an oversimplistic example, but you get the idea. It would be silly to get penalized for something like that, or for having, say, a basic chili recipe on your site. Yeah, yours may be slightly different, but I guarantee that if you compare your basic chili recipe to mine, there's going to be around 60 to 70% duplicate content because of both the ingredients and how it's prepared. I just love chili. And finally, another really, really simple tool that you can access through Webmaster Tools. I wanted to keep this separate from Webmaster Tools because it's so easy to use. I want to make sure you look for it in Webmaster Tools. And I'm telling you, if you don't have a Webmaster Tools account set up, it's free, so there's no excuse. If you're listening to this podcast anywhere near a computer, pause right now. Push pause right now and set up your Webmaster Tools account. Don't worry, I'll be here when you're done setting it up, trust me. Three things that are certain in this life: death, taxes, and I'm always talking, but I digress. There's a feature in your Webmaster Tools account called Fetch as Google. A wonderful and fast tool that will detect basic errors on your site, like robots.txt errors, and it shows response time, and it lets you see how Google actually renders your site. It's kind of like getting to see through Googlebot's eyes. And again, it's very, very easy to use. It's in Webmaster Tools, and I can't emphasize enough how important it is that you have a Webmaster Tools account, because you really get to see your website through Google eyes with Webmaster Tools. I hope you found this week's podcast to be helpful, and please remember that these tools are to help you assess your site if you're penalized, so you can have a roadmap of what to do to recover. But they're also, even more importantly, tools that you can use to do preventive maintenance so you can best avoid penalty altogether. Again, if anything doesn't make sense, please err on the side of caution and show it to a pro. Thank you again for tuning in this week to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for keeping me caffeinated with that awesome coffee and chicory blend. And thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and checking us out on Pinterest. Make sure you send us your questions through Facebook, comment on our podcast page, email us at info@minddnd.com, or just click the Ask a Question button to the right on our podcast page. Thank you again for listening, and we will see you here next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Ow! Roadhouse.